St. James the Greater, whose feast we celebrate today, was a bold man, very bold. We see that boldness in the gospel today, which is interesting when we see in the gospel kind of the apostles figuring it out. You know, we have the benefit of knowing the whole message of Christ, but they're experiencing it little by little. And so they're getting all excited, and James and John and their mom and everybody is like, hey, we want to be on the top of this, you know, totem pole. And Jesus proceeds to ream them. And it's kind of humbling to see that James was kind of humbled in this way after, you know, showing so much enthusiasm. Then he gets cut down a little bit by our Lord and gives a whole long speech about what it means to serve, what it means to rule. But then at the end he says, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Imagine St. James, who said, we are willing to drink the same cup that you drink. That boldness that says, I'll do whatever it takes, that was purified from the rest of his other intentions, which weren't so pure. And he was the first apostle to be martyred after Jesus died and rose from the dead. In the year 44, he was killed by King Herod Agrippa and beheaded in Jerusalem. And there's another tradition that in the time between then, he preached the gospel all the way to Spain, which was the westernmost reach of the world at that point, the known world. And you can go on today's very popular pilgrimage route where you walk through Spain called the Camino de Santiago, which I've done a part of. It's pretty fun. But then at the end, you see St. James. You give him a hug, this big statue of him. It was a very popular pilgrimage route for his boldness to spread the gospel to the end of the world, to fulfill that gospel passage of go out to all nations. Even though St. James made a mistake in the gospel today with what he was seeking for, he still had that boldness that Jesus could work with, that he could take that boldness and say, okay, that was off, but this was good, and go down that road and eventually give your life as a ransom for many, just like I did. In our own lives, if we're not bold, Jesus has nothing to work with. We can stay safe. We can kind of stay in our own little comfort zones. But if we just stay in that little zone, we're not going to have much of an impact. Rather, it's better to go boldly out and to preach the gospel. Will we make mistakes? Yes. Well, you know, we need to be humbled by Jesus from time to time? Yes. But he can work with that. Jesus can work with boldness. He can't work with timidity or shame. He can work only with enthusiasm and boldness. So let's say a prayer today to St. James that he would give us some share of that boldness that he experienced in his own life by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost upon him, that we too might be willing to preach the gospel wherever we are, and also to give our lives as a ransom for many.